This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. One of the most difficult challenges for police after events like the July 7th shootings is getting officers the counseling and mental health services that they need. Many need to be convinced to seek out help, but that tough guy attitude of police departments in the past is slowly melting away. Dallas police officer Frederick Frazier was downtown that night.
Somebody's really armed to the teeth.
We saw the dead bodies. We saw the families affected. Well, that doesn't ever leave you.
Frazier's been an officer for 21 years, and the shooting in downtown Dallas last month, which killed five officers, weighs on him constantly.
Because you start thinking, well, do I really need to do this job? Can I do something else that's not going to affect my family like that? When you leave to go to work, your wife's thinking about it. My 13-year-old, who's having the hardest time with this, is the one that makes me think about it every day. And they're thinking, why can't Dad just go do something else?
It's moments like these that remind Frazier how important it is to be able to talk openly about what police went through on July 7th. He's chairman of the Assist the Officer Foundation, an organization that provides financial help and counseling to Dallas officers. Frazier says that old-school police mentality,
suck it up, buttercup. If you couldn't make it, get the hell out,
is a relic of the past. Younger officers are helping to shift that attitude, but it still lingers. In the last several weeks, Frazier has been encouraging officers to seek counseling.
The guy that's going to run into a gunfight, you can't change overnight. And that's who we all are. So that resistance is there because our minds are resisting it. And also our peers, if they found out, you know, they'd be like, oh my God, what is he okay to work with? So it becomes even a factor of trust.
The Assist the Officer Foundation provides free access to the Meyer Clinic in Richardson, as well as two suicide hotlines. The foundation has five counselors on staff, one ex-cop, two police spouses, and two military veterans. Frazier says confidentiality is critical. The names of officers who use the services never make it back to the Dallas Police Department. Frazier says counseling was flooded by police employees after the shootings. He says that's a good sign, but it's not the end. Even after July 7th, officers will have to continue dealing with issues like low morale, low pay, physical altercations, and life or death decisions. Dr. John Burris is CEO of MetroCare Services, a nonprofit mental health care provider in North Texas.
The nature of it is that if we as a society expose people through their job to repeated traumatic events that involve fear of loss of limb or life, we know that that creates a biological change.
A University of Buffalo study found police officers are at a higher risk for long-term health problems like cardiovascular disease, obesity, cancer, and sleeplessness. Police suicides have dropped since 2008, according to a study by the group Badge of Life, which looks into police and mental health. Still, officers are 1.5 times more likely to commit suicide than the general population. The Dallas Police Department has its own psychologists on staff, as well as a peer support program. Police Chief David Brown has said he wants to make counseling mandatory for officers after traumatic events. Mental health professionals like Dr. John Burris say it's a noble proposition, but it could end up hurting more people than it helps.
They would be the ones who probably can process this on their own anyway. And the act of making them do some kind of group processing or even individual processing actually worsens the experience. It heightens the anxiety response. It heightens the stress response in them.
Still, most doctors agree that some kind of mental health care for officers is good, not just after trauma, but on a regular basis. Something else that'll help? Reducing the demands of police officers. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins worked with officers after the shootings.
Well, we're asking our officers to, you know, be police officers and school teachers and counselors, because our underlying services are not adequately funded by the state. Essentially, what society says to the police is, take care of this problem and don't let us see it.
Jenkins, like many others, says there should be less stigma about seeking help and that it's not a weakness.
If they make the connection and they understand that this counseling helps them go about doing their jobs better for the communities that they serve, then I just encourage everybody to do it.
And perhaps if more officers would come forward about their own struggles, more of their colleagues would feel empowered to seek help. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.